brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I never really had an opportunity online to say Merry Christmas to you. So I'm going to say Merry Christmas to you three times for the days we missed. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry, Merry Christmas. God bless you. This is a feast we celebrate for at least a week, so I don't think that my wishes are actually in the wrong place. But I just want you to know that I so appreciate your letters, your messages that you've left me. I so appreciate your prayer. And today, as I said, we look at the Feast of the Holy Innocents. Do you remember how that all happened? When Christ entered the world, Jeremiah's words gained a new depth. King Herod learned of the birth of the newborn king of the Jews, and he intended to murder him. That's a baby. Jesus escaped into exile with Mary and Joseph, and in a rage, when Herod could not kill him, he slew all Jewish males under the age of 2 in Bethlehem. The Jewish mothers lamented their children killed in Christ's stead, in place of Christ. But eternal life triumphs over evil because the holy innocents live in heaven. They're alive. You're going to see them. So am I one day. Those who gave their lives to protect Christ, even when they were infants, even when they didn't know what was going on, God did. And God saved them for life eternal. So today, let's take a look at the first reading of the first letter of St. John, chapter 1, verse 5, and then chapter 2, verse 2. Beloved, this is the message that we have heard from Jesus Christ and proclaim to you. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we continue to walk in darkness, we lie and do not act in truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, then we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of his Son Jesus cleanses us from all sin. If we say we are without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we acknowledge our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from every wrongdoing. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My children, I am writing this to you so that you may not commit sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is expiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for those of the whole world. Brothers and sisters, you have a God, I have a God, who died for us, that we may be cleansed from our sin. What we need to do, our part, is simply to acknowledge them, go to confession. No matter how embarrassing or how hard, just do it and you will be forgiven. What a gift this is. What a gift this is. I could just keep saying that for the next 5 minutes. I can go to heaven if I admit my sins, if I ask forgiveness for my sins, if the priest absolves me, I am forgiven. That's the depth, the height of God's mercy. He will never turn us away when we come to him asking for forgiveness through the priest. He will never turn us away if we genuinely seek to forgive and to be forgiven. Our soul has been rescued like a bird from a fowler's snare. Had not the Lord been with us when men rose up against us, then would they have swallowed us alive when their fury was inflamed against us. Then would the waters have overwhelmed us, the torrent would have swept over us. Over us then would have swept the raging waters. Broken was the snare, and we were freed. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Brothers and sisters, take these words to heart. And don't say, oh, well, that's a sin I committed 50 years ago, and I don't know, it doesn't matter now anyway. It does to God. Humble yourself before him. Ask his forgiveness, and it will be given to you. Really, don't be afraid. The Lord loves you. He wants you with him forever. In the Gospel of Matthew today, chapter 2, verses 13 to 18, when the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him. Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled. Out of Egypt I called my son. When Herod realized that he had been deceived by the Magi, he became furious. He ordered the massacre of all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, 2 years old and under. Think of that. In accordance with the time he had ascertained from the Magi, then was fulfilled what had been said through Jeremiah the prophet. A voice was heard in Ramah, sobbing and loud lamentation. Rachel weeping for her children, and she would not be consoled since they were no more. Can you imagine what it was like for those women when they gave their children to slaughter? Can you imagine what it will be like for them when they see the Lord? They protected the Lord's life by these young boys and girls. Think, brothers and sisters, think of how loved we are by God. He wants to save us. He wants to set us free. I'm reading here a little bit from The Holy Innocents. Today, dearest children, we are celebrating the feast of those infants who the gospel text tells us were killed by King Herod. And for this reason, our land, the fruitful mother of heavenly soldiers and such great virtues, should rejoice with the greatest exultation. Behold, the wicked enemy could never have helped the blessed infants as much by submission as he did by his hatred. As today's most sacred feast shows us, the grace of benediction shone forth in the blessed infants as much as cruelty against them abounded. Blessed are you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, who suffered the cruelty of King Herod in the death of your sons, and at the same time merited to offer to God a white-clad group of peaceable, sinless infants. We are celebrating in a fitting manner the feast of those children whom the world brought forth to eternal life, more blessedly than birth from their mother's womb bore them. They acquired the dignity of eternal life. before they received enjoyment from the present one. Death itself, which put an end to their present life, afforded a beginning of glory for them at the very beginning of their life. The wickedness of Herod took them away as they were nursing at their mother's breasts. Rightly are they called the blossoms of martyrdom, since a kind of frost of persecution, along with cold unbelief, consumed them in their very beginning, like the first emerging buds of the church. For this reason, it is proper to give ceremonial honor to the infants who were killed for Christ's sake, not to grieve over them, but to manifest our intention in the divine mysteries, and not in tears, because the one who was the source of their being hated was also the reason for their crown. While Herod was planning murder for the infants, Joseph, as we have read, was advised by an angel to take Christ the Lord into Egypt. Leaving Judea, he is carried to a world which did not know him to be worshipped. What an entrance into life that would be for Jesus, into this life. Yes, he's God of all things and he knows, but he took the form of a child. And in that infant, vulnerable body, he did what the Father wanted him to do. Our celebration of Christmas is so often all about gifts and great meals and inviting people, etc. And all of that can be very good. But the first thing we need to do is thank God that he sent his only Son for you and for me. And his beginning on this earth was very difficult. Brothers and sisters, do not doubt. Do not fear whatever your circumstances are. Bring them to the Lord. Ask the Lord for help. Say it day after day. He'll either give you that help or he'll show you what he really wants you to ask of him. He is a good God. Please, brothers and sisters, let us honor him in this Christmas season. Let us honor him by giving thanks for what he has given us. You know, sometimes hard times come to us, and we never thank God for them. We're just so glad to get rid of them. But sometimes it's very important to say, Lord, you've allowed this for a reason, and I thank you for what you are doing. And God will hear that prayer. Let this Christmas season be a time not just of Thanksgiving Day, but a time of thanking God for all the good things he has done for you and for me in this life. Well, how praised he would be by that. It's not just, oh, thanks, but true thanks for what God has given. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.